Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who is currently reading Vader and Chewbacca comic books. Your host, Maceo.
And we're back, Everything EHC, in your ears. Happening right now. I have another young gentleman in here. Please, sir, camper friend, introduce yourself. Who are you? Where are you from? How old are you? And how long have you been coming to camp?
I am Nick F., and I'm currently 15 years old. I am from Auburn, California, and I don't even know how long I've been coming to camp, honestly.
Well, you've been coming as long as I have. Because in 2014, you were my first youth camper group. Did you know that?
Yeah, considering I was there for years before you came.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah. How many years before I came? Because 2014 was my first year. That was 5 years ago. We're trying to figure it out.
I have no idea.
Okay, that's all right.
I think maybe around three-ish.
Okay, so 7 years total.
Around there.
Okay, we'll go with that. What is your favorite EHC? Wait, did you podcast last year?
No, I did not.
Okay, first timer. Yes. First timer. I couldn't remember.
I never did.
Well, I'm glad you're here now, trying it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, your favorite daytime EHC activity?
Usually, it just kind of whatever's going on in the Kiva, usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're a Kiva kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is your second year at teen, right?
Yes, my second teen year.
Okay. Perfect. How was your first teen year last year going from youth to teen? What was that like for you?
Interesting. A lot more freedom. A couple mistakes because I didn't know what they had, but all in all, good.
Cool. More prepared this year to know what to expect from this group?
Yes.
Yeah.
More or
probably
less
know a lot more people too as well. Know,
yeah.
Meeting new people and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Do you have a favorite EHC meal?
No, I do not.
If you could run an EHC program, what would you run?
I'd probably either try and run the Kiva or the pool. One of the two.
Good choices. All right. So you get to take us out to a nice sit-down dinner. No, money is not an option. Your favorite place to go eat a nice meal. Where are you going to take us, Nick?
Cattleman Steakhouse.
Ooh. What are you going to get at Cattleman Steakhouse?
What I usually always get is the popcorn shrimp there.
Mm-hmm. I've never been there. I need to try it out.
It's beautiful.
Nice. There's one not too far from where we are. Might have to check into Cattleman's. Oh, I take that back. I had catered food from there one time, and it was really good now that I remembered it. I just remembered we went to a party. They had catered Cattleman. It was good. Okay, favorite fast food?
I would probably say In-N-Out.
Favorite soda?
Either Mountain Dew or Cherry Coke.
Have you ever had sushi?
Yes, I have.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Have you ever had Indian cuisine?
Would that count as Thai food?
No, but I'm okay with that. Thai food is, if you've had Thai food, did you like it?
Yeah, it was okay.
It was okay. Name some foods or dishes that you refuse to eat that you don't like.
I cannot think of any right now.
Okay. You're a food guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty much. Nick, what's your favorite TV show?
I can't think of... There's too many.
Well, rattle off the first 5 or 10 that you think of there.
I'd probably have to go with, like, there's, like, I know there's The Simpsons, Fairy Tale, more or less just anime really is my favorite stuff. So.
Okay. All right. Nice. I just got done watching Cowboy Bebop.
You know haven't watched it yet.
It's pretty good. It's on Hulu. There was a time where they made anime. They just made 26 episodes and that was it. There's a bunch of series that are just 26 yep. episodes and that was it.
Now it's like 12.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I've been kind of, I've never really gotten into anime, but for some reason I really liked Cowboy Bebop.
I have a funny story with that stuff.
You have a funny story?
Yeah, it was like, it's how I introduced my friend to it. I showed him like the first episode of Sword Art Online. I waited, he was like, it was like 2 minutes in, he was like, I love this.
Nice. What's that called?
Sword Art Online. It's controversial because it's either you love it or you hate it. Don't.
Okay, I got you. I'll check it out. I'm going to check out my little pony. Might as well check that out.
I know they're both on Netflix.
Okay, cool. Have you ever met a brony?
No, unless you count that thing standing there.
All right. Try not to continue to laugh about that. So we'll just keep moving on. Are you... Are you... Oh, here we go. Are you superheroes or Star Wars? Or neither?
I'm both.
Both? Okay. Did you like The Last Jedi?
I thought it was okay. Way too long, but it was okay.
Interesting that you said that, because I agree that... It was too long. It was too long.
Yeah.
It was entertaining. That's what movies are supposed to do. They're supposed to entertain us. Let's be clear. I'm not going to get all up in arms over the story because that's up to the movie makers to do that. And it was entertaining. So I thought it was all right.
Yeah. I feel like they should have ended it like when Rey and Kylo like turned against each other. Like,
oh, yeah, the Snoke scene and all of that.
Right before they just killed everyone.
Right. I certainly, yeah, there's some parts that are great that I love. It's super good. Did you see Solo?
No, I did not.
Okay. Then I won't go there. tell me about your superhero preferences.
DC, way over Marvel.
Okay.
And within that, I would say the Suicide Squad franchise and Batman.
Excellent. Okay. DC over Marvel. Why?
Because they just have the more cooler and just more dark.
It is a little darker, things. Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like Marvel's always...
They're like trying to keep it a
happy-go-lucky. Yeah. Kid-friendly. Have you ever been to a live concert?
Yes, I have.
What did you see?
I went to go see Iron Maiden.
Oh, how was that?
Pretty good.
Old guys.
Yeah.
You're okay with old guys?
Yeah, I prefer classic stuff over
classic
the,
metal?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Iron Maiden record? Do you know have one? Or Iron Maiden song? There's a lot of them.
Yeah. It's either between Power Slave and it's like between Power Slave and the Number of the Beast.
Cool. Is there any other old metal that you're into besides the Maiden?
Metallica, Ozzy, and Megadeth.
Okay. There you go. I like it. Is that primarily what you're listening to these days?
It's now more or less secondary or mid, since okay. I also listen to rap, too.
Right, right. So you're kind of a multi-genre listener.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, what's your favorite color?
Black.
What's your favorite number?
42.
What's your favorite animal?
Shark.
What's your favorite smell?
Either bacon or freshly made pizza.
What's your favorite sound?
I would probably say just like any supercar, just revving up or speeding down the highway.
Nice. Anybody alive that you could share a meal with, who would it be?
I have no idea.
Okay. It's all right. Move on to the next one. Are you Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, or all of them?
I have Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook, but I only use Facebook to talk to people.
Seems to be the common preference. Do you have any interesting hobbies?
I really just play video games and talk to friends, really.
What video games are you playing? You play any console games?
Yeah, more console and stuff like BioShock.
Nice. Are you PS4 or Xbox?
PlayStation all the way.
Nice. Me too. Anything you've been playing lately?
BioShock Infinite.
Nice. That's fun. I played that. We should be PlayStation friends.
Sure.
I only have two friends. They're my nephews.
That's sad.
Yeah, well, I'm not really a big multiplayer gamer. I like Star Wars Battlefront, and we play, what's that game with the cars and the soccer ball? Rocket League.
Yeah, Rocket League.
And we I stay away from Fortnite. They like it, but they're burning out on it. So I knew that there would be a time when that would be over.
Yeah, I own both Battlefronts. Played Battlefront 2 for like 2 days. Never touched it again. And I own Fortnite. I barely play it.
Yeah, I don't play that too
much. I only
much
played either. Like maybe 10 rounds total.
I started playing, it's free to download, Star Trek Online. That's kind of where I'm at. But I also have been playing God of War, the new God of War game, and a very inappropriate game called Grand Theft Auto 5.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, I just like, yeah, I heard he pre-ordered Rockstar's next game.
I'm also going to get the Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah, I already pre-ordered the special edition.
I'm ready for that as well. That was one of my favorite games, the first one. I played it on the Xbox.
I never played it.
Cool. Super good. All right. Good video game talk. Nice, yeah. Nice. Okay, we're to hard questions, Nick. How's your first podcast going?
Surprisingly well.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh? Not too bad?
Yeah.
Going to make you think a little bit. I want to give you a question that you didn't hear from the last podcast, so I'm going to try to do this.
Okay.
What would you rate 10 out of 10?
10 out of 10. Money.
Nice. And the more money, the more 10 out of 10 it is.
Yeah.
All right. If you had a song title, what would it be for you?
Like a song title?
You can make it up, or it can be something existing. What's your song title?
Probably something like maybe The Man Who Does.
Oh, okay. Is that an existing song?
Not that I know of.
That's just your song title. Yeah?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, I like it. You heard it here first. Number one hit, Everything EHC. The Man Who Does, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Perfect. Nick is The Man Who Does. Technical difficulties, but we're back on. Thanks for joining us, Nick. You answered the questions beautifully. You did a great job.
You're welcome.
Welcome to Everything EHC Podcast. I am Maceo, your host. As always, we're just going to keep the schedule going here, keep podcasting with our awesome campers here for a few more days. It's great. I love it. Thank you again for joining us, Nick, and I hope you have a great rest of your session. Enjoy yourself. Yeah, thanks. Okay. It's Maceo over and out. We'll talk to you soon.